The Florida Nativity Scene Committee's Pam Olson led the group's Christmas celebration.
Because we get to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ, the babe in the manger, and that's what it's all about today.
In Christ the Lord.
We ask you to establish an altar in this place from which we will orchestrate your will in the earth, in this nation, and in this state.
But the place Bishop Joe Brown is referring to isn't a church or a private place of worship. It's the Florida State Capitol Rotunda, where Olson's group used private donations to put up a nativity scene for the month of December. It's sponsored by the Thomas More Society, a conservative Chicago law firm that's behind a similar display at the Illinois Capitol. Olson headed up the Florida effort.
And yes, we can do that at the heart of our state government.
She says the display doesn't violate the U.S. constitutional provision prohibiting government sponsorship of religion because the state designated the rotunda a public forum allowing private groups to put up their own messages.
Isn't this what the First Amendment is all about, is freedom of religion? And you know what? Religious freedom is under attack in America.
Olson says she feels oppressed, insisting she's pressured to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, for example. But Florida American Civil Liberties Union Director Howard Simon says the same First Amendment Olson touts also guarantees that others can't infringe on her religion.
Religion is nowhere in the world more protected than in the United States because of separation of church and state, because government is told to stay out of the business of religion.
He says the Supreme Court interprets the U.S. Constitution to mean government can't even display religious symbols. But what a religious symbol is can be tricky to define. Just take the Hanukkah menorah, also on display at the state capitol. Rabbi Schneor Eurichman is rector at Chabad Lubavitch of the Panhandle, the group behind the capitol menorah. He points to a Supreme Court ruling that said a nativity scene sponsored by the city of Pittsburgh was unconstitutional, but the city's menorah was okay because it was also a cultural symbol.
The menorah sent with it a message, a universal message of freedom of religion for all, freedom of expression, freedom of the human spirit, freedom from tyranny and oppression. It's not only a religious message per se.
But Eurichman also says there's an attack underway on God.
It's certainly possible for people to feel like they're being persecuted when they're not able to express their religious views or in positions publicly or as they once did before.
Greg Sapp is a Stetson University religious studies professor.
But I think it's really more a matter of making room for people who are non-religious, and that requires us to respect their positions and not foist our own positions on them, whether they like it or not.
Freedom from Religion Foundation lawyer Andrew Seidel agrees. His group put up a banner in the Florida Capitol celebrating the winter solstice in response to the menorah and nativity.
When a religious group seeks to co-opt the power and the prestige of the government for their religious message, the best way to dilute that co-opting of the power and prestige is to put up our own message.
Seidel says a South Florida man has also applied for a permit to honor a holiday created by the TV show Seinfeld. He'd like to add a Festivus pole made of beer cans to the rotunda. And as is tradition for Festivus, the airing of grievances has already begun. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.